I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Lady Adie Show. This podcast is about books. Anything about books, from reading them, writing them, to publishing them, from the technical detail of how to get your dream book onto the shelves of your local bookshop, to talking about the first book you ever read and the pleasure of reading with children. Are you a lover of books? Then listen on. What is it about ISBNs which can create a lot of confusion in the mind of an author? Do you need an ISBN? What does it really mean? Why is it important? These are all areas that we're going to talk about today, talking about the ISBN. ISBN is the International Standard Book Number, and it is a unique identifier of a book. Why is it important? Well, for me, it's rather like the analogy of having a baby. When you have a baby, once it's born, its name and existence has to be registered. The baby is documented for all kinds of reasons. The government wants to count the population and eventually claim tax from us. I'm being facetious here. It is also part of the naming ceremony, part of the identification of that little person to be registered. And it's exactly the same with your book. Your book is your baby and it needs to be registered. It needs to be known that it exists in the world, to be counted, to be acknowledged, to be individual. And the way to do this is by it being issued with its own ISBN. Unlike human registration, your book registration is optional. You can choose whether you have an ISBN number or not. If you're publishing for the first time, your publisher will issue you with the number for your book as a matter of course. If you are an independent author or independent publisher, you may not invest in an ISBN, or you may be advised by your printer that it is not necessary. Take warning, it is necessary. The difference is between having a book printed and having a book published, or even the difference is between a vanity printing and a self-published book. We know there are millions of books out there, and your book needs to be recognised amongst them. It is rather interesting to note that the UK produces more books per capita than any other country. I mean, they say of the UK people that we are a nation of animal lovers, or a nation of shopkeepers. And now we can prove that we are a nation of book lovers too. You want your book to matter, to stand out, to be one in the millions. An ISBN provides a unique identification of your book title and simplifies the distribution of your book through the huge global supply chain. So where is the ISBN number found on a book? You will notice it in two places, in the front matter and on the back cover. The front matter is usually on the copyright page with the publisher detail, and on the back cover is often found above the barcode or price, and it is now a 13-digit number. What is the importance of that 13-digit number? Well, that number refers to certain facts. It contains an amazing amount of data, probably far more than you first realised. That number, that individual number, proves 1. It is a bona fide book. 2. The publisher or the publisher's imprint have a unique number assigned to them. So it tells people who the publisher actually is. It tells the country of origin of the publisher. And it also informs the title of the book, its author, and what genre it fits in. This is the data that booksellers and online booksellers need before they can consider holding your book or selling your book. If you're serious about your book and want it to read as many readers as possible, then you need an ISBN number. It also means that your book can be catalogued and logged in the National Library Archives. In the UK, this is the British Library, and in the USA, it is the Library of Congress. Thereby, it gives you bibliographic immortality. There's a thought. How do you get an ISBN number? In the UK and USA, you need to buy them. Allocation in the UK is from Nelson. See the link. And in the USA, it's through Balka. Also, I give the link in the blur. These are the official sources to obtain the ISBN number. Other countries provide them free of charge through their library systems. We can wish here in this country. So who does the ISBN number belong to? Is it the author or is it the publisher? It is actually part of the publisher's imprint, which means it belongs to them. If you have a good relationship with your publisher and you want your book to be distributed in other places or you want to change some aspect, this should present no problem. However, some publishers are very strict on where and what their ISBN number and consequently your book is used for or where it is placed. I've heard some concerning stories from authors about this, especially when using third-party ISBN issuers or when a publisher goes bust. Something to think about. You can buy your own, but you do need to be registered as a publisher. The ISBN number is important. I can't emphasize it enough. And to get your book into the distribution system, you need it. Because the ISBN is unique and individual to a particular title and version. It means that if significant changes are made or a new title is given, or there's going to be some big, big changes, a different format, such as paperback or hard copy, then a new ISBN number has to be issued. To recap, an ISBN number registers your book into a published book. It can be identified by booksellers and stocked in their shop or online. It can be logged in libraries. It can be sold anywhere in the world. It means you are now a published author. Any questions, just let me know. Here at Pink Parties Press, we want to treat authors with as much respect as possible and give them as much control as possible. We are authors as well as publishers, so we treat our author clients like we want to be treated. So in our minds, if not in by law, the ISBN number belongs to the author, and we here at PPP will help and serve authors to do with it whatever they need to do to get their book out there and in the hands of more readers. Lady AD, keep writing. I hope you enjoyed this podcast about books. Each aspect of a book is such a passion for me. Remember, if you've got a book inside you, perhaps a dream to write a book, then I can help you make this a reality. I run an author mentoring program, which takes you through every stage from the initial idea, coaching you through the writing, editing and cover production and all the other elements until you are ripping open the parcel to see your published book for the first time. There's nothing quite like holding your own book in your hands. Limited applications are open throughout the year. Contact me on lady@ladyady.com. Don't forget the E in lady, L-A-D-E-Y, because I'm not a real one. Or go to the website, ladyady.com. Let's see if we've got a match to make your dream, your book, come true.